Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, a dad's point of view on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. You are listening to a special edition of our show with my wonderful guest and regular for Teen Rap, Pastor Drew Sams. We are talking about addiction. It is obviously a serious subject, and there's no making light of it. We have a special caller and a special guest, and I will let Pastor Drew introduce him, and welcome to our show.
Really excited to have Dr. Stephen Trudeau on the show. He came originally to the field of psychology with the goal of easing the suffering of others and to nurture that which is special in each of us. He's got a private practice office in Westlake Village, California, and particularly enjoys working with troubled youth, parents of children with special needs, and those going through transitional issues. He's available for individual and family counseling, and also he's has a radio show as well.
Oh my God, a competitor?
Mondays, 12 to 1, emotional fitness. What radio station is that on?
That is on the local NPR station, KCLU.
At least it doesn't compete with my time. Welcome to our show, Doctor.
It's so good to talk to you guys, Bruce and Drew. It's really great to be here because we've got such important issues that are facing these teens these days.
Well, we were hoping to focus this segment with you a little bit about parents and their kids and how. What we should be on the lookout for, what we should know, what we can learn, what you can advise them.
You know, we are in some perilous times.
No, this isn't a political show. This is not a political show.
No, not at all. But, you know, it is so sad that drugs and substances have become so common in teenagers that they almost think that in order to be normal, they have to participate. There was one study done that 80% of all high school kids will smoke marijuana before they graduate high school. So with our kids, it's not an if, it's a when. And the more we talk to our kids, the less likely they are to do it.
And wouldn't you also say the more that the parent takes their head out of the sand and thinking their kid is different?
Yes, your kid is not different. Your kid may be special to you, but in reality, they are dealing with the same troubles that every other kid on campus is dealing with. They need to know what is expected of them from their parents, and having that powerful relationship with your child is precisely the insurance that is going to keep them from making poor choices.
You know, one of the things I often talk about, and I'd love your thoughts on this and maybe to elaborate, I think the job of raising a teenager is there are two things that are very important. First thing is about all you can do. And I don't mean this in any humorous way, but the job of raising a teenager is to keep them alive.
Yep.
They basically aren't going to listen to you. So you really can only keep them alive by being monitoring where they are, what they're doing. And that means that you have to put out certain rules, and you can't be their best friend. And as I like to say, you have to give up being their best friend, and you have to be their best parent.
Right.
So I'd love your thoughts on that.
You have to protect your kids without smothering them. You have to allow them to earn their freedom. But their freedom is absolutely equal to responsibility. The more responsibility they are willing to accept for themselves, then the more freedom they're going to get. It's a quid pro quo system. And I don't think that any teenager really anymore has the right to absolute privacy. Hmm. We need to be looking on their Facebook. We need to be checking their cell phones and their computers because there's so many dangers that can be hidden from us. And they think they're just dabbling, but they're playing with fire. And the consequences are tragic. You know, one kid smokes a little bit of pot and thinks it's not that big a deal. But the kid who's sitting in the desk right next to him just is about to go to rehab for heroin abuse. And I have these kids in my private practice.
And they all come from families where the parents go, it couldn't happen to us.
Almost exclusively. The parents are completely their head in the sand going, I never knew this was happening. Why didn't you know it was happening? You have to be involved in your kid's life. And that doesn't make you a cop. That makes you a parent. And the best thing, remember how a few years ago, we're really kind of getting on single parenthood and saying, you know, it takes two parents to raise a child. I completely disagree. It takes 12. There's just no way that two parents or one parent alone can monitor, support, and take care of and teach their child what it means to grow up and be an adult. We need to surround them with parents, teachers, coaches, clergy, mentors, therapists, responsible adults who reflect your values. You surround the child with them, And that is what provides that insulation against making the horrendous mistakes that are possible.
Well, that's a great point. You know, Dr. Stephen, as I've been working with adolescents and as we do workshops and parents come and we talk about different drug and alcohol addictions, they'll often come to me every time we do it, and they'll say, a handful of them, they'll say, Drew, if I talk to my kids about drugs, isn't that going to encourage the use?
Exactly opposite.
Yeah, how would you respond? Exactly how would you, if somebody opposite. Came up to you and said that, okay, if we talk about it, I think they're going to use, how would you respond to that parent?
It's not true, because knowledge is power, and the truthful knowledge is true power. When you tell your kids up front the real and honest dangers of the actual drugs, and do some research yourself, do the research on alcohol, do the research on marijuana, because if you tell them an untruth, then they'll believe that everything you say is untrue. Unfortunately, you know, people have said things like, oh, marijuana kills brain cells. You know what? Studies have proven it does not kill brain cells. But there's plenty of other dangers to marijuana to keep away from it. It's a demotivator. It just sucks the life out of you. It makes you kind of stupid. You can't learn. It creates a barrier to learning. Why would you want to put that crap in your system? It's not going to kill you by smoking it, but it is certainly going to ruin your educational chances. If you tell a kid that when they're 10 and 8 and 9 and 11 and 12 and keep reinforcing it, the more you do it, studies show, the more you talk to your kids about the real and honest dangers of these substances, the less likely they are to do it and the longer they wait to experiment.
Very good. I really appreciate that. Dr. Trudeau, I have another aspect of the whole parenting thing I'd like to ask you about and share a little story, and that is the consequences. I think parents are very afraid these days to actually punish their kids in any severe way, and I want to relate a short story and then get your thoughts. My son was aware of two kids that took mushrooms, and they both ended up in the hospital. They were fine, but one set of parents of one of the kids truly punished the boy substantially. I mean, he was grounded for what felt like life. He was a trip that he had been looking forward to. He was not allowed to go on. And it had a serious impact. Plus, he was required to go to AA 7 days a week for the first month. The other boy, his punishment, other than a very angry first 24 hours from his parents, was that they took away his computer for a day. And so I believe that at the same time as you have to be vigilant, educate, if and when there is a breach, the consequences have to be meaningful. Do you agree?
They have to be meaningful. And what is probably most effective is when the consequence is somehow connected to them. Also, if the consequence is spelled out ahead of time, that is much more powerful than making it up as you go along. If
okay, so how do they connect? That you got me there. I believe
well,
you. I want to hear it.
What they've done is they've breached their responsibility and freedom that they've had going on with their parent. They took the freedom that their parents allowed them, the freedom to spend time as they choose, and the freedom to hang around with who they choose, and they broke that trust. If you just take away their iPhone or their computer, their iPhone and their computer don't necessarily connect with the crime. So if there's some way of connecting, and I can't think of every possible instance at the moment, but I think parents can be fairly creative. If you think of it, really put some thought to it, some meaningful thought. What would be a logical consequence, a logical and or somewhat natural consequence to making some of these choices? When you break your parents' trust, they're disappointed in you.
Well,
every
and the other thing
I've ever dealt with has told me that the most devastating thing that they can hear from their parent is that they're disappointed.
Yes, yes.
And
I do believe
yes,
that.
I believe the consequences should be severe enough to really catch their attention and not make them think that they got away with something. But on the other hand, if the consequence can also somehow be connected to the crime and decided ahead of time, look, if you ever do this and I catch you, you're going to lose a lot of freedom. And these are the freedoms you will lose, your ability to go on the internet by yourself, the ability to drive, the ability to go to parties, all of the things that we normally do, but connected verbally to the crime before it happens, so that when it does happen, it's not a surprise, and they don't think you're being unfair because it's already been spelled out.
Very wise words, and I appreciate it. We are actually too quickly out of time, Dr. Trudeau. I want to thank you so much for being a guest, and I fully now understand why you're a healthy competitor to me. You speak very well.
Oh, thank you very much.
I hope to have you on the show again.
Certainly. Maybe at some point we can talk about the book I published, The Special Needs of Parenting. has to do with dealing with special needs issues.
So. I would love to do that. Let's arrange it, and you'll be a guest, and I'll help you promote it.
Great. Thank you so much.
Okay, goodbye.
You take care now.
This is the Bruce Salen Show, a Dad's Point of View on KZSB AM 1290, the Santa Barbara News Press radio station. Stay tuned for our last segment on our special addiction show.